Not sure if you've taken a look,
Blake, but what, if you have, what do you see different in this Oilers team since their coaching change?
I think, well, we went through it a number of years ago, you know, when coach gets fired, kind of puts everyone on notice and can, you know, jumpstart you a little bit. Obviously an experienced coach and, you know, they've had some success, so they're playing well.
The obvious with Connor and Drysdale right now on the same line, what's the biggest challenge if that's the matchup that Paul decides to go with head-to-head here tonight for you and Mark?
Well, Connor's he's the best there is right now, and he's just a guy that's, you know, regardless of how the game's going or how he's going, you know, he's a home run hitter. He can put the puck in the net in the blink of an eye. You know, the cliche is no shifts off, but you know, when you have two guys like that that you know, are skilled with the puck, can make plays and kind of make things happen seemingly out of nowhere, you just can never let your foot off the gas. It's definitely a big challenge. You know, you want to try to stay above them as much as you can, but there's been, you know, nobody's ever skated like he does in this league, so that's easier said than done.
Koskinen's given him kind of a lift in net too, Blake. I know there's some tape on him, but when you have a guy that comes in from another league, is there any other challenges or just usual checklist on traffic and making life difficult on him?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we like our ability to put the puck in the net. That's not going to be what we focus on tonight. You know, I think trying to eliminate their time and space, trying to be, you know, defensively structured and doing the right things with the puck. All those little details that, you know, are obviously the things you preach every game. But with the amount of firepower that team has over there, you know, it's even more important tonight. So, you know, we're respectful of a hot goaltender, but you know, if we're focused on how we're going to put the puck in the net against this team, it's going to be a tough night.
Following that Philly game, your team wanted to have a strong start. You got exactly that. Is there anything from that stands out to you that allowed you to do that? Anything you could capture?
I think more often than not, you know, we've started pretty well, especially after the first 10 games of the year. So I think, you know, after the Philly game, you use that as maybe a one-off and you want to respond the right way. And we did that last game, got off to a good start. And especially in our building, you know, it just gives us a better chance, you know, forces the team to play on our terms a little bit. And that's how we want to do it.
You're obviously very familiar with Kyle Connor's game, but with him being down on Brian's line now, have you seen his game continue to evolve or grow in a different way than maybe when he was up with you and Mark?
No, I think he's, you know, he's a great hockey player. You know, we're pretty spoiled, you know, with the guys we have, you know, especially in that top six. And you know, sometimes the parts can be interchangeable. You know, I think he's given, you know, he's had some good chemistry with Brian and with Patty. You know, they've had some offensive nights, and it's great to have some of that spread out, you know, through your lineup. And you know, he's still on that power play with us, so you know, he's still getting those touches on the power play. I think that keeps him involved quite a bit. You know, like I said, that line's been a good line for us.
Paul often uses the term driver. Do you see him as being maybe becoming a little bit more of one, that line? Maybe even just with the experience that he continues to get?
Well, Brian's the driver of that line. You know, he has been for a number of years, and, you know, there aren't many guys out there that work, you know, shift in and shift out like Brian Little. I think Kyle learned last year how to bring that into his game. It you know, it made him more of an elite player last year, and he's a better player this year than he was last year. So you know, that growth is going to continue. He's still a young player, but you know, with the skill level he has and the compete that he's developed, you know, he's a pretty special guy.